This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
With Venmo Stash, a taco in one hand, and ordering a ride in the other means you're stacking cash back. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to rideshares, entertainment, and more. Pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Earn more cash when you do more with Stash. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So, let's see here. Where to start with? Because we got... I feel like Florida Man's been kind of quiet. So we've got one Florida arrested. He said he had a dirty bomb in his truck following a crash. He looks like a dirty bomb himself. Good night. This guy's 43 years old.
43?
Yeah, he looks like if you pulled hair out of the shower drain. You know, when you're cleaning your bathroom, that's what he looks like. Look at him. He looks like that. Haines City. They said they were responding to a Publix late Friday evening. There was a Chevy Silverado involved in a crash. And according to the release, officers made contact with the driver, 43-year-old Benjamin Johnson. He refused commands to exit the vehicle, blah, 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 blah. He said that he had a dirty bomb inside his truck. Too long, didn't read. No, he didn't. Moving on. He didn't, but he said he did. They got to take, when people say that, they have to take all these precautions too. It's like, oh, now we got to shut down the whole city block. We got to bring in the bomb squad, all of it. Let's see. I don't want that one, but I do want this one. A Florida man is accused of choking a victim with an umbrella in a Home Depot fight. Oh my gosh, a 66-year-old facing off against a 54-year-old. Ramon Rodriguez, 66, is accused of choking a 54-year-old man with an umbrella at a Home Depot. According to Monroe County Sheriff's Office, victim told deputies that Rodriguez hit him with his truck as he exited the store. That seems like that was on purpose. I mean, how? And it led to a verbal dispute. So he said that he had pushed a shopping cart. The report states the victim told deputies he pushed a shopping cart into Rodriguez's truck. Investigators say the confrontation continued inside the store. Then Rodriguez grabbed an umbrella upon entering the store, used to perform a rear naked choke on the victim, preventing him temporarily from breathing. And Home Depot staff had to intervene and separate them. And then Rodriguez left the store and returned to his construction site. And he was arrested on charge of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. So he got in trouble for that. All of that, and that's he got in trouble for it. Yeah, I don't want to talk. Oh, golly. This is a Villages. I got a Villages story for a villager.
The Villages.
It's like Minecraft. A villager got caught with drugs in his prison wallet. I don't know how else to say it. The son of a couple in the Villages was sentenced to 180 days behind bars for, Kane, he had drugs in a baggie in his bum.
Good Lord.
And I guess he didn't think that the deputies at Sumter County Detention Center where he was booked find it.
They weren't going to notice.
They weren't going to notice, apparently. But guess what? They did. So they do because they did a body scan. And I guess this guy didn't anticipate that there was going to be a body scan. I'm trying to figure out like the most nice way I can talk about this story. So they detected a foreign object in his lower abdomen, according to the arrest report. And then when they did a strip search, they noticed, oh, well, you know, it's not visible. So that means we got to go in.
Oh,
And that's when, this is so gross. I'm not even.
Can't believe you chose that one over the.
I can't read anymore. Basically, they were able to get the contraband, and then he now has additional charges because you can't bring controlled substances into prison, and it's so gross. They did not need to go into the level of detail that they did. He birthed three packages in his jail cell, and apparently the cellmate was, like, horrified. So, there you go. We have our third hour on the way. There's no coming back from this one. Stick with us. As we head into the holidays, it's not just about gifts. It's also about gratitude, reflection, and protecting what really matters. Your family, your future, and your financial security. So Colin Plume at Noble Gold Investments has explained how quickly things have changed this year. Markets, inflation, even job security. Your money should be working for you, not fighting against you. And with gold on the rise and the dollar slipping, it's clear why generations have turned to gold and silver to help bring stability to their financial future. When you're sitting around the table with your family, it's only natural to think about protecting what you've built so it's still there for your kids and your grandkids. Before you check out for the holidays, though, do one smart thing for your future. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana and download their free gold and silver guide. When you open a qualified account, you'll receive 10 1-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are all the people I love so hard to shop for?
Like me?
Exactly.
Honey, I'm easy. But you're right. Holiday gifting is stressful.
And all the gift guides out there are boring and uninspired.
Wait, what about the guide we made?
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts mean incredible value?
It's Giving Gifts! A series of guides filled with premium gifts at great value for everyone on your list.
Yeah, because if I see one more for the dad who likes golf list, I'm out.
Right? How about something for the people who actually surprise you?
With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto. Psst, she wants a pair of stilettos.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Dying to see what those are.
And you won't believe their prices.
Just wait till you see what else is in there. It's basically a one-stop shop for everyone you know.
I started bookmarking half the list for myself, honestly.
This is the guide for the 2025 holiday gifting season.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
It's giving gifts! Gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Goes to Cinnabon. How many people go to a Cinnabon?
What year is
it? I mean, yeah, I know, right? I think the last time I even physically like saw a Cinnabon, am I saying that right? Cinnabon?
I don't know. I think I've always said Cinnabon.
Cinnabon?
Even though it is
but
an
it's,
O-N.
It's C-I-N-N-A-B-O-N.
Right. O-N at the end.
Should be Bun. It's Cinnabon, isn't it? I don't know.
Should I be saying it with an accent?
I don't know. I just, it's, you know, one of those little mall things. It was like in the early aughts. It was at a mall. I bring this up. Welcome back, by the way. I bring this up because there was a milkshake duck incident in Wisconsin over the weekend. Now, you might be asking yourself, Dana, the hell is this phrase milkshake duck that you said just right before we went to break and now again? Let me tell you the story of it. I'll be very quickly. It's 30 seconds and under. It was a joke that someone said, oh, here's a little duck that loves milkshakes. And it's a little picture of a duck with a milkshake. And then, you know, 15 seconds later, we regret to inform you that the duck is racist, meaning that these people are discovered, like the lady in the Chewbacca mask. Remember that whole thing? And then the internet does its thing and they try to find some disqualifying event in that person's life as a way to discredit them from receiving public adulation. That's kind of it. I don't know. It's just, it's people mad because something good happens to someone and they want to just deuce all over it, for the lack of a better way to put it. This is a little different, though. So this was in a Cinnabon, and it was a female server, and all I know is that the video starts already. The drama is in progress when the video begins, right? It's like when you join a news conference and it's like, oh, well, we're going to go take this live, already in progress, right? So it's very similar to that. So this lady, she is working the Cinnabon, right? And these two Somali customers are apparently harassing her. Now, the way that it went, the story goes, is that they were harassing her because she wasn't wearing a hijab. She wasn't wearing a basically dressing like a ghost with a slit for eyes. And they were upset with her. And they went back and forth. And then she decided to call them a racial slur. She called them the N-word. And it just continued to escalate from that point. I don't even think, can we even play any of this?
Yeah, we have.
Okay, Steve spent an ungodly amount of time censoring this for you, so you all better appreciate it. Because he had to bleep out every burp. Listen.
I am racist.
So mm-hmm. idiot for
and
real.
You are
You are an idiot. No,
I am racist, and I'll say that to the whole entire world. Don't be disrespectful.
You ruined your life, by the way.
Oh, talking Bye. About you're talking about respect? You're talking about respect? You are fired from this place, motherfucker. You're not gonna be working here.
Suck it.
Suck what? Look how you Suck fucking it. Look like.
What's wrong with you?
What the f is wrong with you?
Talking about ugliness?
Did I stutter?
Oh my gosh. Like, why does this keep happening? I was already bored. So it's the Cinnabon employee, and apparently what happened, and it doesn't show the, you know, nobody's in the right here, but there's some, just chill for a second. Listen to the whole remarks before everybody clenches their butts. First off, I think the Somali couple are trash. I think they're absolute trash. I think it is rat-tastic to walk into a Cinnabon with the purpose of starting problems, right? If you don't like the fact that a woman isn't wearing a hijab, then go to a Muslim country where they're wearing a hijab. Good grief. And he was, at the very beginning of this exchange, he was sexualizing her with his remarks, and you can kind of hear them in the beginning. He sort of tells on himself in the beginning of the clip because you can kind of hear it. He's sexualizing her with his remarks. And again, all of it is because he feels as though his point is that her not having the head covering and all of that invites sexualization. And so he's telling her that because she disrespectfully doesn't wear a hijab, that means he is entitled to sexually slur her. So he's a thug. These two, they're absolute thugs. Now, does that mean when you're at work, does that mean that you can do what she did? I don't think she did herself any favors. First off, you're an employee at work. And this is where I think you got to draw the line. You are at work and you are wearing the company apron, and the company has the right to say, we don't think that you should have reacted that way. Now, I don't know if she's the manager or not. The manager should have stepped in. At the very least, I probably would have called the police to come and handle the situation and would have had them permanently barred from the store. I would have called police and said, these people are sexually propositioning me. They are harassing me. And I would have, you never, ever, ever want to give the people who are the aggressors the opportunity to turn the tables on you and make themselves look like they're the victims. And her behavior, her response allowed for that to happen. Now, I don't think that you need to say slurs or whatever. I think the company, they didn't like the way that she handled it, and they have every right to fire her. I think it's kind of ridiculous that there's a GoFundMe that started, because again, when you're working a job, and I've worked many a job where I've had to handle many a rowdy person. I mean, when I was in college, I was a cocktail waitress on Friday and Saturday nights and going through school. And so I've handled some things. You can't respond to situations like that. It's just not professional. And I don't care if it's a Cinnabon or where it is, you know, you got a job to do. And so I feel like she, more than anything else, she can't control what the customers do, but she can control what she does. And she can control her reactions. Had she just called the police and handled it that way, I think she would still have her job. Plus, I also think that somebody probably would have created a GoFundMe for her anyway, and she would have been maybe even more rewarded for her behavior than this, because she didn't make herself look great, right? She was the one who started being victimized, but then with her behavior, these two Somalis that are absolute trash, she ended up making them look like the victims because then they could say, oh, it's a racial slur. Because apparently, and this is in leftist world, you can sexually proposition a woman. You can even commit battery. But, and that's considered less than. If she were to say something demeaning about, you know, any kind of, any, with any sort of racial aspect, then immediately that is, that's considered worse. So, I mean, it's, the GoFundMe that they were, that they have for her is like $19,000 at this point. And everyone said, oh, well, she's a racist employee, blah, blah, blah. But all the people that are spending it, they're literally forgetting and they're leaving out how the man and the woman were immediately walked in and started it. They immediately walked in and started harassing her and they started sexually slurring her. But here's what's funny. And I have this on my rundown. This is what's funny. Here's the other reason that I really don't care about this chick. And I have this. It's on our rundown here. Kane, what is it? What does this show you? And this link that I have. Oh, she has a Biden-Harris sign in her yard. It says women's choices on the ballot. Vote Democrat. Her name is Crystal Therese. This is a photo that she has on her own social media of all the Democrat signs in her yard. She has photos of herself on social media wearing Democrat stickers. She is a major Democrat. So I really don't care. I'm not going to donate to some racist Democrats GoFundMe. She's a Democrat. So I like to watch them fight with each other. There you go. She voted, probably voted to bring all the Somalis into Wisconsin. Yeah. She probably voted for this. So this is what she has. Juan's showing you right now. That's the photo of her own signs in her own yard. And then she bragged in other posts about how she was a Biden supporter and then how she was a Harris supporter because she supported Harris in the last election. So it gets into all of that. It's very funny. So I just don't care. I don't care. She's a Democrat. Are you surprised? I'm not. I'm not at all. But I think it's goofy. I don't know. I just think, you know, people need to. You have to behave a certain way at work. There's a certain way that you have to behave at work. There are partners that help bring you the program. It is the Florida company, Kel-Tec, their KO7 Gen 2 shotgun that they have. It's a pump action shotgun. They have a new version of it, the Gen 2. And with the KS7, you have all of the original features, ultra lightweight, just under 7 pounds unloaded, compact bullpup design, maneuverability in tight spaces, ambidextrous downward shell ejection, 7+1 capacity as well. And you also have an MSRP of just $639. Now, the new things that they've added, 5-slot rail underneath. You can add grips, lights, keep it flush and sleek with a cap if you want. And it has a smoother, it's a smoother pump action for faster, cleaner cycling, plus enhanced durability as well. It's from Kel-Tec, Florida, company made in America. And you can learn more about the KS7 Gen 2 at KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are all the people I love so hard to shop for?
Like me?
Exactly.
Honey, I'm easy. But you're right. Holiday gifting is stressful.
And all the gift guides out there are boring and uninspired.
Wait. What about the guide we made?
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts mean incredible value?
It's Giving Gifts! A series of guides filled with premium gifts at great value for everyone on your list.
Yeah, because if I see one more for the dad who likes golf list, I'm out.
Right? How about something for the people who actually surprise you?
With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto. Psst, she wants a pair of stilettos.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful, I really shouldn't have.
Dying to see what those are.
And you won't believe their prices.
Just wait till you see what else is in there. It's basically a one-stop shop for everyone you know.
I started bookmarking half the list for myself, honestly.
This is the guide for the 2025 holiday gifting season.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
It's giving gifts. Gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's, we help you save.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Okay, so first up, this guy, well, this is not how this works. When you go to a bank, what do you deposit in a bank? You deposit money, right? Not meth. This guy from Ohio tried to deposit meth into the bank's drive-thru in their little pneumatic tube system thingy. According to law enforcement, 46. Yeah. Dude, drugs and evil make you old looking. Jason Smith was booked on drug-related charges. It occurred earlier this month. The bank employee called deputies to say someone just deposited a crystal-like substance. Kind of looks like meth. They sent a baggie up the chute. Not unlike the guy who was in our Florida Man headline. Baggie up the chute. And they tested it on site and they determined it was, in fact, methamphetamine. He apparently sent the package. How do you mess up and send the wrong thing in the chute? I am fascinated by how that accident happens. Are you so high that you don't know the difference between cash, checks, and meth? Who does that? This is so weird. So he's in Monroe County Jail. He's in super big time trouble. So just kind of, yeah. Power outages cause cell doors to open at the South Central Correctional Center. How is that the default setting for when the power goes out, that the prison doors open? I thought that was only like in movies, but apparently that's a real thing. Kane?
I don't get it. The default should be closed.
Right? Yeah.
You would think.
It's the South Central Correctional Center. They had a power outage in two of the housing wings, and all the doors opened. It caused all the doors to open. And this was in Lincoln, Missouri, Kane. And then, shockingly, some of the inmates refused to return to their cells and caused property damage. So, just feels like if the power goes out, the door should stay closed, I think. Yeah, so, I don't know. A man was accused of stalking a minor and throwing Molotov cocktails in somebody's house. This is a hot mess. This is Fox 2 Detroit. Let's see. He's got one of those haircuts where they put the bowl on the head and they just do the bangs right around the front. He's got one of those 90s haircuts, right? Those wannabe Vanilla Ice haircuts. That's what he's got. 25-year-old Alex Newmar was charged with the Molotov cocktail, possessing, manufacturing, etc.
Last question. I've been personally, not to make it about me, but I have been criticized as being a tool of Qatar. And I just want to say what you already know, which is I've never taken anything from your country and don't plan to. I am, however, tomorrow buying a place in Qatar.
Pay a high check.
And I'm doing that because I like the city. I think it's beautiful. But also to make the statement that I'm an American and a free man, and I'll be wherever I want to be.
I mean, I think it's such a crazy flex. You know, you're so America first that you're just going to buy dune front property in Doha just to prove that you're so American. I'm so American, I'm going to buy communist-controlled property in China because I can. So I'm my own man. American. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. That was verbal typo. Tucker Carlson in Qatar. They had something there. I don't know. And he was out there talking to their leader there. And saying that he's a free American, and because he's a free American, he's going to show that he's a free American by buying property in Qatar, in Doha, dune front property, in a country that's 90% populated by slave labor because of their laws. I don't know if you they have like a whole system, right, where it's basically indentured servitude. I wrote about it over at Substack. That's why it's very important to make sure you sign up for that stuff, because you know, you get all of this information over there. It's also in one of my recent columns for the Washington Times. I have a piece in the Washington Times late last week that ran, and it gets into all of that because I just think that's a really weird flex. You know what I mean? That's a weird flex to just go and I'm so American. Look how American I am. I'm going to buy property in Qatar. In Doha, I'm going to buy property here. I mean, okay, that's a interesting flex. I mean, one day you're wrestling demons in bed, and the next day you're buying sand front property in Qatar, you know. I don't know. Just curious about all of that. You know what else I'm curious about, too? Kane, yeah. where does one go to church over in Qatar?
Oh, that's a good question.
You know, Christ is King and all. So where do you go to church in Qatar? The churches are all, they have to stay outside of Doha. The fines are pretty big if you try to proselytize. Just got to say, you can't have Christian symbols near Muslims. You can't do anything like that. You can't try to convert a Muslim there. I mean, you could be put to death in Qatar if you try that, by the way. You can't share your faith or any of your faith's materials with any Muslims in Qatar, and that includes casual discussions. And that's you could be in prison for up to 5 years, by the way. You cannot organize anything. You cannot promote Christianity. You can't proselytize at all because you could go to jail for a decade. So I'm just wondering, you know, Christ is King. Where do you go to church over there?
You also are not allowed to enter into a civil marriage.
Yeah, you can't get married over there. You can't even be a citizen in Qatar. You can't even get, because you have to be a Muslim to be a citizen in Qatar. So, you know, I'm just really curious about this. I'm wondering. And I talked about this in my piece. We were talking about all of the influencers that went over there during Thanksgiving. And I wrote, hopefully if any of them were gay, they kept it a secret because it's illegal to be gay over there. One of them was gay, standing on the balcony. I guess maybe he had to keep that a secret so he didn't get thrown off the balcony that he was doing a selfie on. I'm just curious. But it's very heavily restricted. In fact, they only have a few what they call religious, they call them religious complexes because they can't even say church. They can't even say church. They can't say like, they can't even say Christian complex. It's just a religious complex is what they call it. And they're partitioned off way outside of Doha to be away from all of the Muslim citizenry. And they can't identify. They can't put up a cross. They can't say anything. And you can only be a Christian quietly inside of the building, far away from the citizenry. That's it. And you can't criticize any of the policies there. Like, for instance, you can't talk about how the majority population in Doha is the slave labor that they use to build it. That's a fact. And if you criticize it, you're going to be punished. You can't do that. It's the kafala employment system. And if you criticize anything, like if you were to criticize the kafala employment system while you're over there, you're going to be punished under Penal Code Article 259. And that's punishment for anybody who opposes, questions, or doubts Islamic tenets of the way that they run the country. And if you criticize it online, then that's that violates their cybercrime statute, Law Number 14, finalized in 2014. That's online content that challenges any of the social values or norms that they have over there. Only Muslims can be Qatari citizens, etc. There's no alcohol over there. They had some at F1, but it's only in there's like a couple of very specially licensed hospitality venues, of which the influencers were made sure that they took selfies of themselves in there. So I'm just going to say. So it's just so interesting to me. You're going to flex so hard about being America first by buying property. Like Hamas does, you know, Hamas leaders, they stay in Doha just doing, I guess, you know, what Hamas leaders do. They started a trend, I guess. They started a trend. Get that. But it's, I think that the criticism got to him. I think that I would talk to him about it, but he won't come on my program to discuss it with me because I guess it's not a safe space here. So, I just thought it was interesting. But yeah, that's, I don't know if that does that prove that you're more American than somebody else because you can go buy property in Qatar? Like, why wouldn't you buy more property in the United States, right? If you wanted to prove how American you are. By the way, criticizing someone's speech is not denying your Americanness. In fact, that is the most American thing that you can do, if someone says something with which you disagree, you can verbally disagree. That's pretty American. And I feel like that's getting lost in all of this as well. It seems as though he's bristling at just mere criticism, and he thinks that it's un-American to criticize him, but not un-American for the rewriting of history that he promotes, the rewriting of American history, or the rewriting of the history of Israel, or the rewriting of, you know, not just American history, but world history, World War II, etc. It's just very, you know, it's very fascinating to me. I see, you know, I saw there was another softball interview with that Fuentes kid. He's like in his 20s, but he's, you know, like 5'2". So when we say Nazi twink, it's like actually literally he's fairy sized. But there was another, somebody else did a super softball interview. Why are people so afraid to push back? Because his engagement is entirely fabricated. It's all synthetic. There have been two deep dives. First, Data Republican did a huge deep dive on the Fuentes audience. Data Republican did, and then there was another separate deep dive into his background and his engagement and et cetera. And it shows that it's all literally fabricated. Every aspect of it is fabricated. And it's a lot of foreign based accounts that try to amplify the stuff that he says. There was Network Contagion Research Institute that released a forensic breakdown over his rise over the past year. And it was driven by synthetic amplification, foreign engagement clusters, and coordinated raid behavior. And it's pretty wild. That's from Data Republican. There was another one that came out showing that his visibility is a coordinated illusion. It's not grassroots. And it was driven by synchronized amplification networks, anonymous booster accounts, foreign engagement farms, and a media ecosystem that mistakes manufactured noise for genuine political momentum. And it manipulated X's algorithms for him to massively outperform like all of these other individuals. So it's, I mean, it really, it can be absolutely manipulated. A lot of the stuff that you see on social media, that's why certain people, they'll have like major, they'll have huge audiences, but they don't ever amount to anything in meat space, right? Like when Fuentes says he was going to, when he was campaigning against Trump in 2020 and in this last election, and he said that in 2020, he said he was going to go to Wisconsin or something like that and campaign against him. Nothing that he ever does actually moves the needle in real space, because everything is all of his engagement is mainly online. Now, that's not to say, and I'm going to be very careful, don't ignore the disaffected adult males, younger adult males, who I think fall into this self-victimization cycle, because where you come from doesn't direct where you're going. And I think that is some of it, but his amplification has been like pretty much entirely synthetic. It's pretty, and I would be curious as to see some of Tucker Carlson's stuff as well, especially when he was, you know, praising, oh, well, at least the trains run on time in Russia and all of this stuff, when he was over there praising, or when he sat down with Vladimir Putin and he didn't really push back at all. And I think he was actually kind of embarrassed by the questioning. That wasn't an interview. That was, you just went over there to hold a microphone for someone. There was no genuine pushback. There was no engagement. I always question these people who talk such a tough game, but then when they sit in front of someone that they need to ask hard questions of, they crumple. They don't actually push back. They don't actually ask the hard questions. Like, I've seen three different every interview that I've ever seen of the Fuentes guy, literally no one had the balls to actually ask hard questions and push back. Not a single one. And a lot of the people that engage in these interviews, they really do pretend that they're such hard asses, and not a single one of them had the courage or the spine or the nads to actually ask the hard questions and push back and like show what a fruit this dude is. I mean, literally. So I don't know. It's there's a lot of stuff that's super, super inauthentic in social media, and his ascension, I guess, for the lack of a better way to say it, is one of them.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from the International Rescue Committee. The IRC has been providing humanitarian aid for more than 90 years. The International Rescue Committee helps refugees whose lives are disrupted by conflict and disaster, supporting recovery efforts in places like Gaza and Ukraine, and responding within 72 hours of crisis. Donate today by visiting rescue.org/rebuild. That's rescue.org/rebuild to learn more and donate today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.